radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.
Golf Tour Commissioner Larry Vujak.
Larry Vujak, Larry Vujak, Larry Vujak, Larry Vujak, Superjock.
WLS has been the Rock of Chicago for 25 years, and here's another one of our birthday memories.
But from coming on down, WLS Music Radio, 740, Charlie Van Dyke and Marvin Gaye. Man, has music changed. I can recall when the kind of a gamey song was I Never Knew What I Missed Until I Kissed You. Or Oh Baby, Remember the Night Our Braces Locked. Now we got 4 minutes, so let's get it on. Well, it's... takes a little longer than that, but it's not a bad thought. Sunny, a little warmer today with a high of 85. Fair, cool tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, cloudy and warm tomorrow. Chance of rain, high 89. Winds are northwest at 6. In the loop, 68. North, 61. West, 60. Officially in Chicago, 63.
The Rock of Chicago. WLS.
4 minutes past 6 o'clock, and although I should be out on Cog Hill this morning... screaming another 300-yard drive right down the middle of that first fairway. Here I am at work with another ghost from Christmas past.
I have a question, Mr. Lujak.
Charlie Van Dyke.
With the legendary status you enjoy in the business, why is it not only possible, but why is it not prohibited that you appear on Saturday morning? I thought you had a sharp lawyer.
I do, and I have a 5-day week, but nice guy that I am, basic company man.
Yeah, I heard that about you.
To help out during this stupid anniversary thing.
With all these old unemployed disc jockeys come back in town.
Volunteered to show up on Saturday.
The other problem, though, I mean, it's really nice to see and all that, but now you've given up coffee.
Yeah.
And you've given up cigarettes.
Yeah.
And what the hell am I supposed to do? Sit here and, smoke this pencil? What am I going to do?
Watch me mainline heroin, and if you want to smoke, go ahead. I don't care. In fact, I may enjoy it. Secondhand smoke doesn't bother me.
Well, you get just as much damage from it, so good. You can kick the habit and still have the problem. Good, right. I'll help you along all I can.
Charlie was here...
briefly.
A lot of people were here.
I left the car running outside.
Charlie was here in the early 70s, 72 and 73, right?
God, I don't remember, Larry. I really don't. It was somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, I know it was 72 because that's when I left.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been described as the comma between Lujak appearances, so whenever you left, that's when I came.
Never...
How was it over there, by the way? Was it better than it was here?
All rock and roll stations are basically alike.
Huh.
No, I left WLS for a period of time to go over to CFL. And
tell
Charlie...
them why you left. You wanted to do that? You want to tell them why you left? I mean, some people always wonder about that. Why would you give up this great high-paying job, this prestigious career?
Because they were paying more across the river at the time.
That's it.
And, loyalty was never one of my strong points, being the basic...
imperialist pig.
Shallow, greedy person that I am. So I went over there, and Charlie was doing the mornings here at WLS in 1972 and at least part of 1973.
Yeah, as I recall. Made it through the winter, and then it thoughts went west.
Okay, to start out, now see, this could be a little rough here because I actually don't know Charlie. We never worked here at the same time, and I think I only saw you perhaps at a couple of different industry functions and maybe talk to you for about 30 seconds each.
That may have been it.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair to point out that I am awed in your presence.
I quickly discovered that you were no fun to talk to.
No, a complete bore.
Like all radio guys.
Well, okay. When you introduce yourself by handing over little tapes of your show, you know, it's a certain way that it's a guy you want to avoid.
Okay, you were here in 1972. Where? Okay, let's first of all...
You
where did
care?
You
care? I mean, you're doing this like you care. So we'll
oh,
go
sure.
Through.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sure. Where did you come from?
God, that's hard to say, too. It all gets to be a blur. I'm like, yeah, I need fever. All right, no, Dallas, Texas, home and all that. But before this, let's see, where was I before here? Los Angeles. I was in Los Angeles before Chicago and then went right back to Los Angeles. So that was it, Larry. It's sure been good seeing you. And I'm going to go have a cigarette now. Can I really have one?
That yes, you can. Really. Thank you. It's not going to bother me a bit.
No, I realize. No, it was fun. And this station is, you know, anybody in the radio industry knows this is something... you think about forever if you ever liked radio. So somebody says you want to go to WLS, sure, you know, pay me whatever you want. And I found out I should have asked the other question first. But it was great. It was a lot of fun.
So where did you go after you left here?
Right back to KHJ in Los Angeles. That's where I was before and then after. And you see, I had this unique habit of following very, very high-paid disc jockeys, morning personalities who get unhappy. And so you got unhappy, so that created this opening. And then Robert W. Morgan got unhappy. He went to Hawaii on vacation and never came back. That was his resignation. So after about 13 weeks of him not showing, they said, well, maybe we should do something. So that was my opportunity. So I went back there and did that one. But you see, when you follow guys like you, they get a little used to paying some money. So you know, I don't have to be negotiating. I just walk. I'll take half of what Lou Jack had. It'll be all right.
So, okay, you went to, after here, you went to L.A. Where are you now? See, Charlie is one of those people that we call floaters and drifters in the business. He wanders around the country, and I try to keep up with where you are in the trades, but it's...
As soon as American Express gets the new address really clear in the computer, it's about time to go on.
No, you're back in Texas again, aren't you?
No, Arizona. Not. Scottsdale, Arizona.
Same thing. It's too hot, too dry.
The major problem is the chlorine in your pool. Now I'm what's known as a freelancer. For about 2 years, I haven't worked for a radio station at all. And that's been the most fun of all. I do commercials and things like that now. This grind, you see the pace, this pressure of getting up and acting like you care what people think about what you do was a little tough.
You probably noticed that Charlie has a good voice. And a little later this morning, we'll be questioning him as to the rumors about the fact that he takes hormone shots. But right now, we just got started. We're already way behind. We've got to do some commercials here. Going to play some great songs from the early 70s this morning. At first, I was going to let you pick out the songs.
I'm glad you didn't.
Then I said to myself, hey, I got to sit here for 4 hours.
Well, during the time I was here, Larry, the playlist was very questionable, so I wouldn't want to use that as a basis for anything we do.
It still is.
Okay.
Some things never change. Todd Rundgren, Eagles, Hollies, Badfinger, Doobies.
Donna Fargo.
Moody Blues. No Donna Fargo today. Oh. Sorry. Stones, Allman Brothers, Rod Stewart, Deep Purple. Got some good stuff coming up.
I have all those in the cassette I brought. I didn't need to come here and do this.
And some of your favorite commercials. And here is one of them right now at 6:10.
You deserve something easy. Americana. Where time is easy.
Enjoy the American, wake up there. Enjoy the Americana Lake Geneva's fun for all vacation packages. Time is easy and so much fun. Swimming, boating, riding, driving, tennis, racquetball. And all with deluxe accommodations, I might add. For fun for all reservations, call 1-800-558-3417. Here's Larry J.B. Robinson, the Diamond Man.
For this Mother's Day, get that big smile of appreciation with beautiful pearl jewelry from J.B. Robinson Jewelers. At J.B. Robinson Jewelers, you'll find a large selection of cultured pearl strands at everyday low prices, starting from just $179. And with each cultured pearl strand at Robinson Jewelers, you'll receive free a pair of 14-karat gold cultured pearl earrings, a $25 value. At J.B. Robinson Jewelers, you'll also find a gorgeous collection of freshwater pearl necklaces, bracelets and earrings, too, and many available for under $50. You always have J.B. Robinson Jewelers' unconditional 6-week money-back guarantee, a guarantee of high quality, low prices, and good service. So you'll know that you've done well at Robinson Jewelers. For this Mother's Day, see J.B. Robinson Jewelers. You'll find a beautiful selection of pearl and diamond jewelry and rings for mothers, too. Take the risk out of shopping by seeing J.B. Robinson Jewelers, direct importers of diamonds from Antwerp, Bombay, and Tel Aviv. Larry Robinson speaking.
For the most appreciated Mother's Day gift, see J.B. Robinson Jewelers.
It's important to you when it comes to your family. Only the freshest and finest will do. Your friends here at Jewel know you're looking for value. We know it's important, we are families too.
It's steak sale time at Jewel, and you know what that means. Great savings on a wide variety of USDA choice steaks. That choice grade is your assurance of top quality and good taste. And all our steaks are extra value trimmed the exclusive Jewel way to offer you more fine meat for your money. Come on in today and save on hearty Jewel round steak, just $1.39 a pound. Or scrumptious sirloin, only $1.89 a pound.
Your friends here at Jewel are thinking of you in everything that you do.
Don't miss the steak sale through Wednesday at Jewel.
If it's important to you, it's important to Jewel.
WLS with seven incomparable fantasy prize packages, each one more incredible than the last. A trip or two to any one place in the world you wanted to go. $25,000 to spend any way you wanted. A pair of Mustang convertibles. And now, a week or two in Las Vegas. That's right. We want to send you to Las Vegas, fantasy capital of America. Fantasy prize package number 4 includes first-class airfare, deluxe accommodations, and $10,000. Pocket money. Just keep listening and be the 25th caller at 591-8900 the minute we play Birthday by the Beatles. It's that easy to win. But then, this is our 25th birthday, and you're getting the present.
WLS at 17 minutes past 6. Lori Lujak in the morning with Charlie Van Dyke, morning DJ.
Here in the early. Actually, we were always instructed to say Charlie Van Dyke in the morning, like it was your whole name.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why that was. Seemed kind of dumb.
You're in Scottsdale now.
Right, yeah.
Doesn't it get kind of cold there in the winter?
Let me see, maybe, well, in fact, the exact way you know, we lived in Boston before we went there and changed planes in Chicago.
Where haven't you worked? How long did you work in Boston?
I have 3 years, yeah.
I was in Boston for about 5 months.
You didn't make that reunion. See, I'm on the reunion circuit now. I did Boston last month, Chicago this month. They didn't invite me back to Detroit, which kind of hacks me off because I plan on another free trip. And I always book the first class ticket, you see, and then send that back in and say, oh, you meant coach. Well, all right, if you don't want to, they usually are embarrassed enough to go ahead and pay that. So I try that one each time. Scottsdale's nice. It was 3 degrees when we came through Chicago on our way, and we got out there and went for just a little golf sweater, you know, not too hard to take.
Yeah, but doesn't it snow there in the winter?
No, only on the mountains you see in the distance if you have an expensive lot. So I go over and see my friends who have expensive lots, and you can see the snow up on the high mountains. No, there's nothing to it. And you get pretty good tips, too, for carrying the bags in for the tourists. It works out really okay. I used to be in radio.
I forgot. Where is Scottsdale? Is that northern or southern Arizona?
It's kind of middle. It's Phoenix. It's a little thing off to the side of Phoenix.
You know, see, I'm looking for a place to, when I hang up the old headphones, which could be not that far off.
Fun levels, a little low, Larry?
What do you know about Prescott, Arizona? You ever been there?
Yeah, I've been to Prescott. You can avoid that. The one you really would probably want to look at is Sedona. Sedona is, nobody knows about Sedona. They have one radio station on AM and one radio station on FM. You can go up there and probably buy that dog for $1,000 and trade your life out. It would be just great.
Where is Sedona?
Sedona is in what they call the Red Rock Country. It's about 4 hours north of Phoenix, and it is colder. And they have nice, it's kind of another mountain resort place where you can get snow. And the little cabins with the fireplaces and the, you know, gourmet food and all that. And
I know.
With a trade-out, it makes sense.
It's of very little interest to the listening audience, but I think that my retirement plans are more important than...
I flew in just to talk about that with you. In fact, I have some plans on that. If you'll just deposit about $5,000
brochures. Now, what's interest rate? We'll get off this after I ask one more question. That is, what's wrong with Prescott?
Really nothing. I mean, you have to remember that all of Arizona is really still western. So if you're prepared to, you know, slide into 33 and a third, then it's going to be wonderful. If you're used to these smaller records, then it's not going to be easy.
I was raised in Idaho.
Well, then you can pep up a little bit and you'll fit right in. Yeah, it'll be all right. Be all right for you.
Let me know when you have to go to the bathroom. Because,
now.
I got Knights in White Satin, American Pie, and Stairway to Heaven standing by.
Why don't we do it like a three in a row at about 9:30, and we'll do breakfast early.
20 minutes past 6. It's going to be a pretty nice day in Chicago today, mostly sunny. This afternoon, and kind of windy, with winds 15 to 20 later on, but the high should make it up to about 77. Tomorrow, even better, partly sunny and warm, with a high that could make it up into the low 80s. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms towards evening, but it's only about 30%. Currently 56 at the lake, Midway at 53, O'Hare at 50 degrees. And a reminder that WLS is where Casey Kasem counts down the 40 biggest songs in America.
Why do you laugh when you say that? I mean,
on American Top 40.
You believe it, don't you?
It's every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Brought
Larry
to you
keeps a personal list. He checks Casey every week.
By True Value Hardware Stores. They've got what it takes.
How would you like to fly to one of the great cities of Europe free? Just join Eastern Airlines Frequent Traveler Bonus Program, and you could be on your way to London, Rome, Amsterdam, or be lucky enough to visit our program's newest destinations, Dublin or Shannon, Ireland. You can earn free travel to over 90 cities in the U.S., the Caribbean, or South America, and to 18 great cities in Europe with our international airline program partners. Joining couldn't be easier. Just get an application from any Eastern office or flight attendant. Once you enroll in Eastern's Frequent Traveler Bonus Program, you'll automatically receive 5,000 bonus miles. You can also get bonus credits for staying at a Marriott or renting from Hertz and General Rent-A-Car when you fly Eastern. So your mileage will soar before you ever leave the ground. For more information, call your travel agent or one of us at Eastern Airlines.
At Eastern, we
from Lincoln Center,
take three,
to Los Angeles, from Broadway to Basin Street, the tempos of today's livelier-than-ever arts are observed, explained, and appraised for you 7 days a week in the New York Times. But as thorough as this coverage of the performing arts may be, it's only one of the ways the Times can help you enjoy and keep up with the ever-changing cultural scene. You'll find exciting, fascinating, and often surprising writing on everything from art and artists to books and authors, from the newest, loudest pop personality to the oldest, quietest dealers in rare antiques. And you'll find it all in the New York Times. With the Times, you're never in the dark about what's in, what's out, what's worth seeing, and what's not. Pick up a copy today or call 1-800-631-2500 for home delivery. The New York Times. Find your world in ours.
There's a menace in your motor oil. Dirt you can't even see. Microgrit. Now there's a way to fight it. Lee two-stage maxi filter. Yesterday's engines were bigger. Microgrit just went along for the ride. Today's engines are smaller, harder working. Every time you turn the key, Microgrit leaves its mark. Scratching, scoring, grinding away every mile you travel, anytime you drive. Lee two-stage maxi filter is so effective, it can even trap dirt particles one-fifth the width of a human hair. That's clean oil. Get maxi protection for today's smaller, harder working engines. Lee two-stage maxi filter. It traps microgrit.
Available at Osco Drug, Venture Stores, Sayer Stores, and Track Auto. 24 past 6. Charlie's only been here 20 minutes, already complaining about the music I have picked out, calling that Albert Hammond Jr. record a wimp song.
It was, yeah, it really was. I want to know what you have coming next. I mean, I...
Todd Rundgren? Well, I always kind of liked Todd Rundgren.
Todd was a major factor, an influence in your life at some point, or what?
I always liked his song, Slut. Did you ever hear that?
Wrote you a fan letter, or what happened with the... No, I didn't hear the Slut record.
S-L-U-T, but she sure looks good to me. Ever heard of that?
No, but I probably will this morning, right? We're going to get to it.
No, we don't have, they don't let us play that one.
Don't bring them from home anymore, do you? No, you
25 minutes past 6.
Salmonella.
Tired of that story.
I have a question. Where did this teletype come from?
Really
did she bring it with
that?
No, those are my teeth.
It's imagery.
I wonder, you know, did we magically step into the newsroom, or are we supposed to believe that?
You know, you've been on radio 2 years, and you forgot how things work. It's a theater of the mind. Don't you remember that phrase?
I'm really, really sorry if I...
Let's hear that. Where is the engineer? We're flying on automatic pilot here. Yeah, let's have a little more teletype so that they think that...
See, actually, we moved the microphone farther in the room, if you want to buy that notion.
So I'll paint a mental picture here for you. You see the teletype machines there? You see the news coming over the machines. Now, Kathy's going to read selected stories, like the salmonella thing, which we're all sick of, and the Kathy Webb thing we're all sick of. What else?
Other things we're all sick of. let's see. Polish government, we're retaliating against them. Unemployment,
drug raids on New York officials.
Oh.
I'm checking the teletype myself now, Larry. I actually believe it.
Controversy in the Gary Dotson case this morning. Kathleen Webb's foster father at the time she was raped by Dotson charges. She's lying now by saying that the incident never occurred. Bernard Smith of South Suburban Homewood says there are holes in Kathleen Webb's recanted testimony. Smith says Kathleen Webb doesn't know the difference between lies and the truth anymore, and that she's just a puppet for her lawyer. Bernard Smith thinks hopes for eventual profits from publishing and movie rights are the motivating factor behind Webb's change of heart in the Gary Dotson case. More lawsuits over salmonella. That story coming up.
Better Buick dealers have done it again. Right now, they're offering qualified buyers 8.8 annual percentage rate GMAC financing on the newest Buick of them all, the lean and agile Buick Somerset. It's a car on the leading edge of driver technology, with front-wheel drive, rack and pinion steering, computer-controlled fuel injection, digital readout instrumentation, and now, 8.8% financing. Test drive the high-tech Somerset at your Chicagoland, Northern Indiana Better Buick dealer. And then, ask yourself,
wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick?
8.8% financing on Buick Somerset ends May 31st.
Lawsuits continue to mount as a task force zeroes in on the cause of the nation's largest salmonella outbreak ever. A judge in Chicago has approved a proposal by attorneys to consolidate evidence-gathering efforts in the lawsuits growing out of the epidemic blamed on tainted milk. An attorney representing some of the victims estimates more than 100 people have filed suit against Jewel Foods. Public Health Director Dr. Bernard Chernock says a leading theory is that an improper valve alignment may have led to the inadvertent mixture of raw and pasteurized milk and therefore the salmonella. Our country is retaliating against the Polish government over the expulsion of two of our diplomats. Three Polish officials based here in Chicago have been ordered to leave the country within 7 days to show our government's displeasure over the treatment of our envoys in Poland. Unemployment lines in Illinois getting longer again. According to the Labor Department, the jobless rate in our state increased almost 2% last month to 9.4%. That's the highest it's been since last April. That cut-rate financing being offered by many of our nation's automakers is doing the trick in terms of sales. April new car sales up over 5%. You want to minimize the risk of having your car stolen? Well, then buy a Rolls-Royce. That's one way to interpret the results of a 2-year study by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Statistics compiled for 83 and 84 show that no Rolls-Royces were stolen. WLS Sports. Let's hope the Cubs do better when they face San Diego again later today. Yesterday, Northsiders fell victim to the Padres 6-5. White Sox took their roadshow up to Detroit last night. They won 7-1. Blackhawks continue their quest for the Stanley Cup tonight against Edmonton. And the 111th running of the Kentucky Derby is set for today at Churchill Downs. WLS radar weather today, mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly sunny and windy this afternoon, fair and warmer tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm with a slight chance of thunderstorms towards evening. Today's high 77, overnight low 57, Sunday's high 82. The WLS temperature officially now 50 degrees. I'm Kathy McFarland.
Charlie, Ben, Bryce.
Spit into the wind this morning. It will come back in your face from the southwest at 9 miles an hour.
I'd like to thank you for playing a certified hit song already today. That's one.
Oh, you like that one?
That one's good. Yeah, that's good. Oh, I did want to point out, you were already asleep and missed all the fun of the Call the Old Jock show last night.
Yeah, any highlights?
There's one guy I want to thank. I'm sure he's probably not awake this early. The one who called us Slime Scum. If he's out there this morning, I want to particularly thank him for
what
that.
What was his reason?
He thought that everybody who's ever been on the commercial kind of top 40 radio is a slime. Well, I guess you would be too then. Yeah, you'd also be Slime Scum. And it was kind of a swell kind of local welcome that made me remember why I left.
Welcome back to the Windy City, Charlie Van Dyke, you slimy scumball.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I needed my ration for the evening. It had gone well all day. You know, people were happy, kind of acting like it was good to see each other again.
Making it.
Right.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about, okay, you're not in radio anymore. For those of you who just tuned in, we're with Charlie Van Dyke, who was the morning hero here at WLS in the early 70s when I took a brief leave of absence to
pursue other financial goals, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Charlie's been out of radio for, what, a couple of years?
Been out of it for most of my career, but, I mean, you're not working at a station for probably 2 years now, yeah.
Okay, doing commercials.
And
your
stuff.
Your voice, let me ask you something. I'll bet that you were breastfed as a baby.
I hope so.
No, I'm being serious here.
Oh, yeah, I think I was. I'm not too cognizant of that portion of my life, but I'm told I was, yeah. Why?
Because I read something once that babies who were breastfed will grow up to have better voices. And the theory behind the whole thing is that the suckling stimulates the growth, the early development of the muscles in the throat.
Then there was much more progress on that during my teen years, I'm sure, that helped. That plus the surgery made a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, Biondi, bottle fed. That's why that is.
Fact of life, proven.
Why he sounds like that. It's 22 minutes before 7. We're celebrating our 25th birthday here at WLS. And fantasy prize package number 4 is going to be given away sometime next week. That's a first-class trip for 2 to the City of Dreams, Las Vegas. And that includes $10,000 for expenses.
That's one heck of a weekend. $10,000.
That'll get you about
20 minutes on the blackjack table.
Or 10 hookers in Las Vegas. Be the 25th caller at 591-8900. The next time you hear us play the song Birthday by the Beatles.
You got it handy?
And you'll win.
We could really foul this up, you know.
Fantasy prize package number 4 is 639.
Fair Mover told them exactly when he'd deliver. Monday.
Albert.
Tuesday.
We've been sitting on the floor.
Wednesday.
Eating on the floor.
Thursday.
Sleeping on the floor.
Or Friday.
This is not what I thought you meant when you said I'd be floored by our new house.
Beacon's Van Lines will pick up your possessions on the exact day you request. And we'll deliver them on one of the 2 days you've selected. Guaranteed.
I thought you liked the floors. They're parquet.
They're cold, Albert.
We're so confident of our service that if we're late, we'll offer to pay $100 for each day we're late, plus an allowance for normal living expenses.
The furniture will get here.
We're getting old, Albert?
It's a guarantee Beacons puts in writing, as opposed to some movers' promises that could turn out to be as empty as your house.
Hey, come on. How about a little one-on-one in the living room?
Beacons. Don't settle with anyone less.
What kind of a person buys a Volvo? Until recently, we might have told you that it was a value-minded person who took great pleasure in owning a car with a proven record of longevity. Or we might have told you that it was a safety-minded person who felt reassured to be driving a car built by a company renowned for safety. We might have told you that before the introduction of the Volvo 740 GLE, a Volvo that appeals as much to your emotions as it does to your intellect. With its powerful fuel-injected overhead cam engine, it is a Volvo that is exhilarating when you step on the gas. With its sleek aerodynamic body, it is a Volvo equal to the Porsche 928S for aerodynamic efficiency. With its extraordinary road handling ability, it is a Volvo that offers you superior interplay between car and road. Of course, those are just a few of the virtues of owning the Volvo 740 GLE. So what kind of a person buys a Volvo? We think we're talking to one. Test drive a Volvo 740 today.
We got what it takes, true value.
Why should I do this commercial when I have a professional freelance commercial guy at my disposal?
One of those unique opportunities to embarrass myself again and appear quite the fool.
You're not a real pro until you can just take a piece of commercial copy and do it cold and do it flawlessly.
Okay.
You're on ticket.
When you're looking for an economical way to protect your property from unwanted pests, visit your nearby True Value Hardware store for some valuable fencing lessons. They're offering a special value on their quality Gilbert and Bennett yard guard fencing. When you buy 36 by 50 foot rolls of this stuff for only $36.99 from your True Value stores, you're going to get 7 48 inch fence posts free. We're talking deal. Yard guard is made of heavy welded steel wire. Music's all gone. We're obviously very late on this one. With a protective vinyl coating. What are we talking about? And it's ideal for surrounding small areas like your patio or your garden. Now be sure to see all the other quality Gilbert and Bennett products too, including galvanized fencing, decorative flower borders, and much more. Now, you'll find them in the well-stocked lawn and garden department of participating True Value stores and home centers. Oh, yeah, they can sing. Go ahead. It's fine. Well, that's really good. I like the smooth production techniques we're using here at the Large 89.
And if you ask about it, they'll take you in the back room where they have landmines in case you want to keep neighborhood children off your lawn. Guys who were here last night. Okay, I went to bed.
That was shocking. Frankly shocking. I've always, you know, having not met you in person before, I read the book. I bought the book. I wanted to help your retirement. Did my part. Bought several books.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to write one, and I want you to buy three. It's only fair. I have a lot of time now that I don't have a job. At any rate, there were a bunch of us in last night, and I guess, this is the fourth weekend of all this.
Yeah.
A lot of guys come back, and people try to remember who was that. Why did I ever care? And so there were six of us in last night, I guess. The first hour and a half was, even I've forgotten now. Surratt was in, Landecker, and Steve. Steve was on. And then in the second hour and a half, I was there with...
Steve who?
King, I think, was there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nice guy. Great hair. Looked good. Looked real good. And then we had JJ and Chuck Knapp. Chuck actually went out on the ledge again.
He did do it.
Went outside. That was fun, and we took a number of calls, and then luckily 10 o'clock rolled right around, and we left.
Okay, for those who were not listening, like myself last night.
By the way, Bob Surratt still looks like he's 14.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
What are these people doing now? What's Chuck Knapp doing these days?
Chuck Knapp has turned corporate. Chuck wears a suit and a tie, and he's a program director, operations manager in Minneapolis, St. Paul at KS95. He's a morning guy, and I think he's probably making a great deal of cash. JJ owns a conglomerate of radio stations.
Chuck still abusing controlled substances that you know of?
No, I think he's dispensing. I think he has a pharmacy chain as well that he owns, and he loves the samples. And then JJ now is a corporate broadcast magnate. He owns properties in, I think, Sacramento and... two or three other major markets. Turner has been calling him about merger plans. He's been trying to keep his home number unlisted.
Yeah.
So he owns a lot of stations now. I don't know what anybody else is doing. I think what Landecker's here at some other radio station, isn't he? Trying to get back over here again.
Nobody
wants to know
where John is.
He was trying real hard last night, using all his old bits and everything. Yeah, like probably, you know, looking for an opening.
Yeah, John, if you're listening this morning, hey, you've lost it.
He dresses just like Jonathan Brandmeier. He's got the same outfit that you've seen a picture of the, what's his name?
Yeah.
Wears the same clothes, identical.
Yeah.
And that's the whole deal. That was the whole 4 hours. Roll right in here to 90 seconds. Pretty fun. I should have gone to sleep, too.
15 before 7.
This is Susan Lucci, Erica Kane, and all my children. Congratulations on your 25th birthday, WLF.
25 years of rock and roll, WLF. The Rock of Chicago, WLF.
You like this one? Yeah, this one's fine, too. I like this. Now, you have a certain country flair that you always maintain.
I love this group.
This is good.
This group until they did Hotel California, then they lost me.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind.
11 minutes before 7 o'clock at WLS Radar. Weather mostly cloudy this morning, but it should be...
Where is the radar machine that you're speaking of?
Imagery again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See?
I'm sorry.
You're ruining the whole thing.
Oh. It looks like a fish tank to me. I'm
looking at... Well, that is a fish tank.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Looking at this radar here, it
shows... I focused that for you. It might be
clouds.
Like the darker green color.
This morning, then, becoming partly sunny and windy this afternoon with a high about 77. Overnight low tonight, 57. Tomorrow, partly sunny, even warmer, with a high that could make it up in the low 80s. And there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms towards evening tomorrow. Currently, 56 at the lake. Wind is southwest at 9 at the airport's Midway, 53. And O'Hare, 50 degrees.
Got some home improvement jobs to do. Need value and service, too. Well, these are the best of times. Come on down to Hines. Because your money goes further when you go to Hines.
Hines has money-saving ways to spruce up your yard. This week, choose from 14 styles of Gilbert and Bennett fencing, including cedar post and rail, at $6.99 for 8 foot.
Didn't we just do one of these for somebody else? I'm really trying to push this fence. Must have a lot of the posts around.
And let Hines arrange low-cost installation.
Where are the landmines for the kids?
Also, save on Owens Corning fiberglass insulation, just 14 cents per square foot, and you get a free...
A lot of uses for that, too.
Free.
You get a free large trash can with
it. No, you get a free Spalding Fielder's glove.
Just like the one Larry's wearing now. Look closely.
10-roll purchase.
Cause your money goes further when you go to Hines.
Get your hands off my cash station card, you purple beast!
Wake up, Ellen.
Oh,
it's only a dream.
Wait, it was so real.
Tell me about it, Ellen. Talk to me.
I was at the cash station machine when this large circular object descended from the sky.
Did you get a receipt?
Dwayne! Then 3 purple aliens got out of the spacecraft and surrounded me. Oh, Dwayne, it was dreadful.
Calm down, darling. I'm here.
Dwayne, they tried to take the cash station into their ship, and they wanted me to show them how to make deposits and get cash and even transfer funds between accounts. I wouldn't do it, Dwayne.
That's my brave girl.
So all night long, I raced from cash station to cash station. Hundreds of them, Dwayne, protecting every cash station machine in Chicagoland.
Then what happened?
Well, I finally got rid of them.
How?
We made a deal.
What did you give them, Ellen?
Your mother.
My mother? That was an awful dream.
Oh, I don't know.
Cash station, the fast, easy, convenient way to get cash.
It works like a dream.
Yes.
Herman, we are sports. We got your number if you're into sports. We're all sports. Herman, we are sports.
Spring sports are on sale right now at Herman's, and you'll save on everything you need for every sport you play. The Wilson 1200 LT Pro Golf Set with its $25 mailed rebate is only $249.99. Spalding Top Flight Golf Balls and 15-ball value packs are only $14.99. H&B 125 Series Baseball Gloves are just $49.99. The Precor 612 Rower is $269.99. And Penn tennis balls are only $1.99 a can. You'll save on sports shoes from Converse, Adidas, or Nike. Even men's and women's warm-ups and running wear from Nike or Adidas are 20 to 40% off, too. Herman's Spring Sports Sale. Because the next best thing to playing your game is saving money on what it takes to win.
Herman's, we are sports.
Herman's, we are sports.
WLS with a reminder, you can walk, jog, or bike to beat diabetes in the American Diabetes Association's Bike-A-Thon. It's coming up Saturday, May 18. Call the American Diabetes Association in Chicago to find out more.
I'm noticing by the number of commercials we're playing this hour, probably having no problem meeting your salary requirements. They're still running a lot of those.
Yeah, and that's why.
Yeah. It's fun for me. I like to hear the festival of commercials. What do we have to choose from for records?
Give you a choice here.
I can't read your writing here. The computer printout's a little fuzzy this morning.
Precious and Few.
Please don't do that. No, that's...
Or Rocky Mountain High.
That's John Denver. Anything but John Denver. No, don't do that. John Denver still looks like Howdy Doody. Do we have anything else? Was there anything done during the era that I worked here that wasn't quite so wimpy? Can you find any of this?
I'll give you a choice here between... Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne or Bang a Gong by T-Rex.
Lyric content
alone. That was a wimpy period.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, lyric content alone, though, I think T-Rex probably has the edge. Is there Bang a Gong and Get It On was what I remember of that one. We played that last night, though, so it's probably best to ditch that one. It's already been heard.
Unless these have all been heard way too many times. Doesn't make any difference.
That is the choice?
Yeah, that
I'll walk
is,
that
why
in
don't
for
you just
sure.
Run that around?
I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves.
6 minutes before 7 o'clock, Larry Lujack in the morning with Charlie Van Dyke. And later on this morning, J.J. Jeffrey will be back with Fred Winston. That starts at 10 o'clock. Hit it.
All you get to have of that one, Larry. I'm sorry.
Oh my God,
the
air.
12-inch disco version wasn't available.
Feel up to taking some more abuse on the telephone? Take some calls.
Yeah, I want to talk to the guy who called me a slime sucking pig or whatever it was last night. I'm standing by the teletype machine. I'm buying that now.
Yeah.
I need to stand closer. I need a little more of that sound. Noticing here that the Brookfield Zoo is planning a Mother's Day tribute, and don't know why you didn't mention this one, Larry. It's kind of exciting as a part of the Mother's Day celebration. They're going to be giving away to the first 1,000 mothers to arrive at the zoo a gift set of animal theme oven mitts. And I'm thinking maybe I'd run out and pick up some gifts.
When was that again?
I'll put it down on your calendar for you.
Yeah.
Mother's Day.
Well, if you got any questions for Charlie Van Dyke or any questions about...
anything you've ever really wanted to know about
That's
Larry
right.
Lujack, I'll
or
tell the truth.
About
I'm
anything. We don't call. We don't care.
Big Apple Airchecks is your full-service Aircheck source.
Airchecks.com.